I'd much rather. Is there any way you can talk to her staying here?
So I want to be where he is when I have this baby.
Oh, okay, is that where he's going to be? Yeah. Or you I need to talk to?
Gynecologist since I saw you. Another one. A different obstetrician. This is in Houston. In Houston.
Now what?
I was having pain, and I waited for about 5 days, and I finally called her. Turns out she says she thinks it's something called round ligament pain, which is nothing to worry about. But I didn't think it was anything to worry about either, but I finally called her.
Right side or left side?
It's neither. That's why it was weird. It's in the middle. But
why don't you lay down?
Like, I felt it right now as I laid down, right here.
Round ligament is usually on one side or the other because that's where the round ligaments are.
Well, then,
and
so
it's a catch-all diagnosis.
Right.
First it's thing. Kind of a, we don't know what it is, but we'll blame it on that.
See, it's all very tender. It hurts when you press like that.
Ain't it burning when you pass your water?
No.
Just kind of walk around all airports shoving microphones in people.
He's making a documentary on this now. Oh, that hurts. So you think it's something else. So my uterus is tender.
Any menstrual type cramps?
No, I had some. Remember when I called you on the phone? That was the last time.
No more bleeding?
None. Not a spot.
Did you see Dr. Hankwitz or speak to them? Or
yes,
something
I saw
regarding...
Dr. Weistrup.
Okay.
And he says it's nothing to be concerned of. He did some tests. He's going to talk to you, in fact, about how pregnancy affects sedimentation tests. But
considerably.
And that, yeah, right. But I think I want to know whether you can even read it. I don't know. But anyway, I went and saw him, and he said he doesn't need to see me again. He's going to give you the results.
Okay.
And that they'll probably do a CAT scan after I deliver.
Fair enough.
But that he says, I mean, everything I told him sounds like I'm in really good health, so it seems very unlikely there's anything wrong with my liver.
Let's find the baby.
Okay.
Now, it is working this time. Everything we've done up until now is preliminary since we blew it and couldn't get a heartbeat the last time, right?
I hope.
Can you find it first?
Getting it. Okay. I might be able to play it back because if I brought the headphones.
You know what? The obstetrician I go to in Houston, she had whatever she has that does that is attached to an amplifier, so you get this really loud heartbeat. She has this little box.
You've got to tech up, Steve.
Well, you know how it is.
It's Milwaukee, the Rust Belt.
So do you think I should worry about these pains?
Any pain or burning when you pass your water? Or are you
no.
going more often again?
No, I'm.
But
no.
The pain's here.
The pain now. See, now I don't feel it. It's only when I move in certain positions.
I would tend to doubt if it's round ligament because that should go that way. But I don't know what it is, and it doesn't sound like bladder. The original screen was negative. It could. Who knows what it is? But I don't. It doesn't sound like all that much.
Right.
Now, the next question, however, is, where is the placenta?
Where is the placenta? Well, we can't find out until I have an ultrasound, can we?
No, on a previous ultrasound.
Oh. Does it say where it's attached, which side?
Yes, I'm looking for it. Placenta's towards the back.
So
no, that wouldn't be it.
Well, I really...
You got me on that one.
Okay.
Up you come.
I just won't worry about it.
I almost just clipped the wire right off out of the table. I would have taken care of the rest of this recording.
I've been growing a lot. And that's what started to hurt.
You're supposed to be at this stage, though.
Oh, really? Good.
Remember.
I've been gaining a lot of weight, too. I'm not sure I'm supposed to do that. I gained, I don't know if you see, but a lot since I last saw you, which was only 2 weeks ago.
There's just going to be a long pause in here while I write some things down, so you may not want to waste the tape. I don't
know. No, I like it. I like the self-consciousness.
Oh, okay.
I like the real-time quality of it. I got a lot of tape. I got Grant.
You got Grant to make it like a documentary about this?
I made a laugh.
I remember those days back in...
When it used to be grants?
Yeah, but back in college, where we changed the beer commercial and said, as long as you're up, get me a grant. Mm-hmm. You know, just on the way, get me something.
Oh, right. What was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you something else. You told me last time I was here that I should make an appointment for 2 to 3 weeks after I have my amniocentesis. But it turned out to be impossible. Because you're not working on November 1st or something.
Yes, I'm taking off All Saints Day this year.
Is this a new holiday you celebrate?
Except for emergencies, I'm taking off All Saints Day this year.
Okay.
Because my wife goes to Marquette, and Marquette...
And she gets All Saints Day.
Closed on All Saints Day.
It's because your wife is a saint. Well...
I'm not putting that on tape one way or the other. I don't know.
You're not going to comment on that.
No.
Well, the question is, how important is that? Because the appointment I have, my next appointment with you is November 15th. And does that matter?
Probably not.
Okay, because there's basically no other time that you're working that I'm in town, because you don't work Monday mornings and you don't work Saturdays and Sundays.
What do you do?
Hold on, I'm in the what do you mean I don't work? I don't have scheduled office hours.
Right.
But I'm in the office, you know, I'm in the office 5 days a week.
You work very
probably
hard.
90% more than most gynecologists.
You're on call all the time because you don't have a partner, right?
I'm going to be righteously indignant.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that should I worry about this? You don't care.
I don't think you're...
I'm having my amniocentesis Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, this coming Tuesday in like 3 or 4 days. And so I'm going to ask Ella Holiday
now,
to
be... Now, has Ella Holiday done an ultrasound yet?
On me?
Yeah.
No, he's going to do it at the end of the
season. He's doing everything at the same time.
Yeah, that's going
to
do it.
He will be my repeat ultrasound for now to find out where this placenta is.
Right, so I'm going to ask him to make special care to see where the placenta is.
Tuesday's what, the 15th?
Yeah.
Can I wait and see where the placenta is?
Sure. You can.
Then I'll...
You don't even have to pick up the phone?
Look at all these little ultrasounds. Can you make these here? You gotta make me one of everything.
Good afternoon, Genetics. Diane speaking.
Hi, it's Dr. Mashington. Is Dr. Ella Holiday in?
I'm sorry, Dr. Mashington. He's out of town right now.
Oh, when's he getting back?
He'll be back on Monday.
Okay, ask him to give me a call, please.
Your office?
Yep.
Okey-doke.
Or at home if he remembers the phone number.
Oh.
Since he hasn't called it all the times I've told him to in the past 6 years.
Oh, can I let him know what this is a reference to?
Yes, Jane Gallop. GALLOP.
Okay, fine, Dr. Mashington. I'll give him the message.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
She can give him the whole message? With the complaints about how he never calls you?
Okay. I just want to, you know, I will try to speak to him Monday and we'll make sure that, but you can remind him too as far as let's get a shot of the liver while he is there. We'll see how the placenta is and we'll get things distributed to the appropriate people.
Right.
Fair?
Okay. Does that include me? Am I one of the appropriate
sure.
people? Okay.
In fact, when he sends out a report, I get a copy, he of course has the original, I get a copy and you get a copy.
Mm-hmm.
He sends the entire report out, the same thing that I get.
Oh, right, because I got the last time he sent your report, I got a copy. Right, it was a letter that said, Dear Steve.
Yeah, he sends the whole thing out. That's my name, that's why.
No, no, I knew that, but I figured it wasn't addressed to me. I wondered why I was getting a letter that said Dear Steve. Then I realized it was a copy.
After all, it's your body and your baby, so you should know what's going
on. No, I think that's fair. I was really happy to know the information. I have another question, which is that if my placenta is no longer covering my cervix, does that mean I get off complete pelvic rest? Is that what happens? Automatically?
Another way of asking...
You're really on the theme, right?
Yes, we're on the theme of when can you have sex.
Right.
Yeah, if the thing...
I mean, you make it odd, I'm interested.
If it indeed moves up as the fundus grows and is away from the cervix, yeah.
Okay.
That's why they call it the fundus.
Ooh. All right, so you're seeing him Tuesday.
I'm seeing him Tuesday. I'm not seeing you for a month.
And...
Do you think I should...
Gonna have to change your schedule around, that's all.
I think you have to change yours.
We'll have to do something here. I don't think there will be a great problem because, honestly speaking, at this stage of a pregnancy, it would be 4 weeks till I would normally see you anyway.
Right. The unless there was something wrong.
Yeah, unless there was something wrong. You're gonna be in Texas. Mm-hmm. If something happens while you're up here, even if I'm not in the office, I'm gonna be around. So,
so
the
you're
service
not leaving
number,
town, actually. You're
no.
just not working that day.
I'll be in town. The service number will catch up to me, and the office number will find me. Okay. And if something happens down there, you already have somebody down there that you're seeing.
Right, right.
And we'll go from there.
Okay, so, but I don't even need to make an appointment with her unless there's something wrong. There's no reason that I should need to see anybody.
Unless something goes flaky again.
Okay, and but in the meantime, I'll hear the report.
You probably won't have a written report from Ella Holiday
for a couple of weeks.
Sometimes he doesn't get the written reports out until the baby's already 2 months old.
Oh.
But the phone reports, so you know, I will hear from him by phone.
Right. So.
And
the phone report will include not only how the baby is.
And if you really want to get sneaky, what you do is while he's doing the ultrasound and he finds the placenta and everything else, you tell him as long as you have it, why don't you call me now? You know, give me a call now.
Oh.
Because I'm in the office. What time's your ultrasound?
9:32
I'm
so you're in the office.
Morning and afternoon, Tuesday.
Yeah, he can call you then.
Yeah, we can go right there. So if there's something else I want, he'll be right there and he can take a look right away.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We've done things like that before.
Okay, great.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
Is this going to be going on with every visit? I just want to know.
Because I don't know, maybe.
We can document. You see how
I'm not actually sure what I'm doing. I'm just making a tape.
No, that's okay. We can, because I've been considering the way some things are these days, that I should be taping every visit with everybody.
That was not the purpose. I'm a subjective filmmaker.
I know.
I couldn't care less about objective
reality.
Where's
the video camera?
Well, I'm not interested in that.
Okay.
It's too much work.
Take it easy.
I will. So about that letter that I need
to hear. Why don't you come on up front?
Okay.
We'll go from there.